我们上礼拜开始看到一些短系列的信息。
Last week we started some messages in a mini series.
我们上礼拜天的题目是人类的第一对婚姻。
The title of last week's sermon was the first couple.
Mankind's first marriage.
Mankind's first marriage.
今天我们要看第一对夫妇的堕落。
Today we will look at the first couple's fall.
我们要分两次来看这个题目。
And we'll use two times to look at this topic.
我们先看它为什么。
We'll look at the reason for it.
然后下一次我们看它的结果。
And next time we'll look at the result of it.
我最近读到一些关于婚姻上的一些话语。
Recently I've been reading the books about marriage.
有一个好开玩笑的人这么说。
There's somebody who likes to joke, or use humorous.
他说所有的婚姻都是快乐。
He said all marriages are happy.
可是之后要住在一起，那就造成所有的麻烦跟困难。
It's the living together afterwards that causes all the trouble.
另外一个人说
Another person said,
婚姻还没有失败。
It is not marriage that failed.
是人失败。
It is people that fail.
婚姻所做的只是把人的本性彰显出来而已。
All that marriage does is show people up.
第三个可能我过去有讲过。
The third maybe I have told you before.
一对夫妇七十几岁。
A couple was in their 70s.
他们庆祝结婚五十周年纪念。
They were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
吃过饭以后。
After dinner.
许多年纪比较轻的太太围着这个老太太。
Many younger wives were surrounding this older woman.
想跟她请教。
They asked for advice from her.
他们问她说。
They asked her.
你结婚这50年来有没有吵架争斗啊？
In the past 50 years of marriage, did you have argument or fight?
她说有。
She said yes.
他们问她说你有没有想过要离婚当争斗太厉害的时候。
And they asked when the fight was really bad,Did you think of divorce?
老太太回答说
And this older lady answered,
离婚我从来没有想过
The divorce? Never.
我只是想到谋杀
I only thought of murder.
这些事情告诉我们
These things tell us.
当两个罪人住在一起
That when two sinners live together,
一定会有冲突跟争斗
There's bound to be, the fight and also the disagreement, argument.
不可能避免的。
It's unavoidable.
要有健康的婚姻。
To have a healthy marriage.
需要对这个罪有更进一步的认识。
We have to have a better understanding of sin.
罪怎么来的？
Where does sin come from?
罪怎么开始的？
Where did it originate?
圣经用的话语说人的堕落怎么开始的？
And what does the Bible talk about man's fall?
这是我们今天一起思想的题目。
So this is the topic we are going to meditate on today.
我们先看人堕落的一个敌人。
First we look at the enemy of man's fall.
这是在第一节这边。
It's taken from the first verse of chapter 3 of Genesis.
这个敌人就是撒旦。
This enemy is Satan.
撒旦首先是真实的。
First of all, Satan is for real.
我们常常被骗了。
Very often we are deceived.
我们电视上看到如果那个撒旦
If we see a Satan on TV,
常常穿个黑色的衣服
Very often he wears a black outfit.
头上有两只脚
With two horns on his head.
后面一个长的尾巴
And a long tail behind him.
手里又拿个三叉枪
And holding a pitchfork.
跳来跳去的找人
Jumping around causing trouble.
这是因为许多的作家演员把撒旦滑稽化。
It's because a lot of authors or the actors they make a caricature of Satan.
以致今天许多在美国的人，他们不相信撒旦的存在。
So that many people don't even believe that there's a Satan.
就是相信的话
，even if they believe，
也不觉得撒旦有那么的严重。
They don't think it's a serious threat.
美国电视上有一个这种说笑话的演员。
There's a comedian on American TV.
他在电视上常常想讲的一句话。
There's something he always wants to say, always says on TV.
魔鬼逼我做的。
The devil made me do it.
他一讲完，下面的都是大笑。
And that will bring a big laugh from the audience.
虽然我们不完全了解撒旦的由来，
even though we will not understand perfectly the origin of Satan,
但圣经告诉我们
yet the Bible tells us,
撒旦是真实的
that Satan is for real.
他的确是存在的
he really exists.
他有两个名字
he has two names.
一个名字就是叫做撒旦
one of it is Satan.
这个意思就是仇敌
means adversary.
他以神为敌
He is the enemy of God.
他要将与神的儿女为敌。
He is also enemy of God's children.
第二个名字。
The second name.
是称他是魔鬼。
The devil.
撒旦魔鬼是指同一个。
So Satan and devil are the names for same thing.
魔鬼的意思是控告。
And devil means the accuser.
Okay, 或者是控告者。
The accuser.
当他引诱神的儿女犯罪以后
But he tempted God's children to sin,
他就要在神的面前控告他们
and he accused them before God.
圣经有一句话形容撒旦
There's a verse in the Bible that describes Satan.
他告诉我们撒旦是个很厉害的人物
tells us that Satan is really formidable.
他不是一个很容易你可以打倒的对手啊
It's not somebody you can push over.
那我们看一下彼得前书五章八节
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书五章八节
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
说务要谨守警醒因为你们的仇敌魔鬼仇敌魔鬼就撒旦魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人
Your adversary the devil prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour
这边告诉我们撒旦是很厉害的
It tells us that Satan is formidable.
他很有能力的。
He is very powerful.
然后他又很有技巧。
And he is very skillful.
他找那些他可以吞吃的人。
He seeks those he can devour.
换句话，有些人他不去找他。
In other words, there are people he won't touch.
他知道他对付不了。
Because he knows that he cannot affect them.
过去美国的一位文学作家马可·吐温。
In the past, there's an American author.Mark Twain.
他讲过这句话。
He said the following.
他说我们也许不会对撒旦表示敬意。
We may not pay Satan reverence.
因为那将是不合适的。
For that would be indiscreet.
但至少我们可以看重他的本领。
But we can at least respect his talents.
哪些人会被撒旦吞吃？
Who are those who are devoured by Satan?
就是这些被他骗的人。
These are the ones who are deceived by him.
他很会骗人。
He is very good at deceiving.
因为圣经告诉我们他是狡猾的。
Because the Bible tells us he's crafty.
圣经在第一节这边说，他比田野一切活物更狡猾。
In the first verse, it says that the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field.
如果你把所有的动物摆在一起，看谁是第一名的话，他是狡猾第一名。
So if you line up all the beasts who to see who comes in first, he is number one in craftiness.
圣经里面有一句话形容他的狡猾。
There's a verse in the Bible that describes his craftiness.
让我们打开哥林多后书十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书十一章十四节。
2 Corinthians 11 verse 14.
他说这也不足为怪因为连撒旦也专做光明的天使
And the wonderful even Satan disguises itself as an angel of light
你看到一位光明的天使来
When you see an angel of light
你不会怕他
You won't be afraid of him
你甚至会欢迎他
You may even welcome him
叫他 跟你在一起
And tell him to stay with you
撒旦就假装他是这样的人物
Satan can disguise himself as such
那么在创世纪三章第一节
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1
显然这位有能力的撒旦他取了一个蛇的身子
Apparently this powerful Satan took on the form of a serpent
他变成一只会讲话的蛇
He became a talking serpent
那么夏娃对这只会讲话的蛇好像也不什么惧怕跟惊奇
It seemed that Eve wasn't surprised or scared of this talking serpent.
为什么?
Why?
可能两个原因。
Maybe for two reasons.
第一个原因,
First,
请记住这是在人堕落之前。
This happened before the fall of man.
人堕落之前是什么样的光景?
What's the condition of man before the fall?
第一章三十一节我们跟他背着圣经节。
Chapter 1 verse 31, our memory verse.
神看一切所造的都甚好。
God saw that all that he had made were very good.
蛇也是神所造的。
So serpent was created by God too.
在人没有犯罪之前，这只蛇是好的。
And before the fall of man, this serpent was good.
没有说而且看起来很可怕的样子。
He did not look terrifying.
第二个原因。
A second reason.
夏娃是在一切被造之物之后才被造的。
Eve was created after all living things were created.
他可能以为蛇就是会讲话。
Maybe she just thought that all serpents talk.
所以他也不奇怪。
So she wasn't surprised.
有些解经家甚至根据第三章十四节。
Some Bible commentary, according to chapter 3 verse 14, even commented.
他说这只蛇可能还是站起来的。
That maybe this serpent could even stand up.
甚至有脚啊。
And even had a leg.
可以跟夏娃谈话。
And so he could talk to Eve.
夏娃这时候虽然还没有犯罪。
Eve, even though she did not commit sin yet.
但是她是会被引诱的。
And yet she was temptable.
并且会受人诱惑的。
And seducible.
夏娃是撒旦攻击的对象。
And Eve was the target of Satan's attack.
她是夫妻当中比较软弱的那一位。
She's the weaker of the two spouses.
她需要丈夫的保护。
She needed her husband's protection.
撒旦就先拿她开刀开始。
So Satan started to work on her.
撒旦怎么样引诱夏娃?
So how did Satan tempt Eve?
他用一个对话。
He used a dialogue.
这是第二大点。
This is in the second major point.
这个对话有三次哈。
The three times of the dialogue.
我们先看撒旦在审问神的话语。
First, Satan questions God's words.
我们需要记住，是神的话语让夏娃能享受一切。
Remember that it's God's word that enables Eve to enjoy everything.
夏娃可以享受什么？这时候。
What did Eve enjoy then?
有白天，有黑夜。
There's day, there's night.
有太阳，有月亮。
There's sun, there's moon.
有蓝色的天空。
There's blue sky.
有奇异的花草。
And there's beautiful flowers and grass.
有唱歌的鸟儿。
Singing birds.
有非常爱慕他的这些动物。
And adoring animals.
并且跟爱他的亚当。
And also the Adam who loved her.
这一切都是借着神的话语所创造的。
All these were created by God's word.
撒旦要夏娃跌倒的话，
And if Satan wanted Eve to fall,
他需要先做一件事情，
There's one thing he had to do.
让夏娃开始怀疑神的话。
And that is to cause Eve to doubt God's word.
他怎么做？
How did he do it?
首先，
First,
他避免用神私人的名字。
He avoided using God's private name,
神私人,
personal name.
神私人名字是他立约的时候用的。
That's a personal name God used in his covenant.
如果你看第一章,
If you look at chapter 1,
提到神的名字的时候是用 Elohim 这个字。
The word God is Elohim in chapter 1.
因为提到神是为创造者。
And because God is the creator.
但是第二章跟第四章
But, from chapter 2 and to chapter 4,
除了第一节到第五节以外
except for the first five verses,
所有其他的地方
all the other verses,
提到神的时候
when God is mentioned,
都是用神私人或立约的名字加上他创造的名字
the personal and the covenant name of God isAs it was combined with a creator name.
所以他是用耶和华神，请你注意看。
And that is Lord God.
Okay, Yahweh Elohim 哈，每次都是用私人的名字，又加上他创造的名字。
So every time God's personal name and also creator name.
撒旦故意不用神私人的名字。
So.Satan purposely not use God's personal name.
他只用神一个创造的名字。
He just used the creator name.
他不用神那种立约的名字。
He did not use the covenant name of God.
因为诗人的名字让人家会比较亲切，比较私人化。
Because the personal name is more intimate.
那么创造的名字让人家觉得比较疏远。
And the creator name kind of feels more distant.
很可惜，夏娃也跟着用。
Unfortunately, you followed his example.
因为如果你看到第二节的时候
，So if you look at verse 2,
那个第四节的时候
，Verse 4, chapter 3.
Okay, 对不起，第三章哈。第三章第二节第三节后半边
and verses 2 and the second part of verse 3
他说神曾说夏娃跟着撒旦的话
so Satan followed Eve followed Satan's example and used God
所以首先撒旦让神给夏娃有疏远的感觉
first of all Satan made Eve to feel she is at a distance from God
然后第二个方法
The second method.
撒旦问了一个问题。
Satan asked a question.
这个是圣经里面所记载第一个问题。
This is the first recorded question in the Bible.
撒旦问说：“神岂是真说？”
Satan said that indeed has God said.
神真的这样说吗？
Did God really say that?
你有没有听错啊？
Have you heard wrong?
你有没有误会神讲的话？
Have you misunderstood God's words?
你们大家注意到撒旦的狡猾。
Have you noticed Satan's craftiness?
他不直接否定神的话。
He did not directly deny God's word.
他知道这个方法在信徒当中行不通吗？
He knows that it won't work among believers.
但他却很有技巧地引进一种假设。
And so he very skillfully introduced an assumption.
就是你可以怀疑神的话。
And that is, you can doubt God's word.
你可以决定神的话是不是真实。
You can decide if God's word is really true.
最后
Lastly,
这个蛇对女人说
The serpent told the woman,
神其实真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
所有
Any.
这时候撒旦就故意的完全的歪曲神的话
So here we say Satan purposely distorted God's word
为什么我这么说
Why do I say that
回到二章十六节
Let's go back to chapter 2 verse 16
二章十六节
2:16
耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃
And the Lord God commanded man saying From any tree of the garden you may eat freely.
除了分别善恶树上的果实你不可吃。
But from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
撒旦到了第三章。
And so Satan in chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
却故意说所有的果子。
He said that you shall not eat from any of the tree.
这是撒旦完全的歪曲神的话语。
So he is completely distorting God's word.
并且他还故意把神的慷慨大量呢歪曲成说神是极度小气的。
And also he's distorting God's generosity, and then making him sound like they're stingy.
撒旦的方法就是这样。
So that's Satan's method.
夏娃那时候不觉得说神的话语在被攻击。
Eve was not aware that God's word was under attack.
撒旦只是问一个英文说 innocent question.
Satan seemed to be just asking an innocent question.
问一个很单纯的问题。
Very innocent question.
但这个怀疑的种子已经种在夏娃的心中了。
And yet the seed of doubt is sown in Eve's heart already.
今天也是这样。
It's same today.
当你开始怀疑神话语的真实性
When you begin to doubt the veracity of God's word,
你已经上当了
You are hooked
你已经中计了
You are deceived
你会继续往下沉
So you continue to fall down
在我们夫妻之间
So among spouses
当你怀疑
When you doubt
神真的说妻子要顺服丈夫吗
That God really say the wife should submit to her husband
已经21世纪了
This is the 21st century.
怎么神还这么大男人主义啊
How come God is still so chauvinistic?
或者说你说神真的说
Or you say, did God really say?
丈夫要领导妻子吗
Husband should be a leader of the wife.
丈夫要教导太太走正路吗
Husband should teach the wife the straight path.
丈夫要保护太太不犯罪吗
Husband should protect the wife from sinning.
我们都已经是大人了
We are all adults.
为什么还需要这样做呢
why should that be done?
并且我一讲话，我太太就不高兴啊。
And also, whenever I speak, then my wife will get upset.
为什么我们两个人不可以和平共存呢？
Why should we just live harmoniously?
当你开始怀疑神的话语，你就开始走下坡。
When you start doubting God's word, you are going downhill.
我们看夏娃怎么反应。
Let's see Eve's reaction.
她本来有机会可以改正撒旦所讲的。
I think in the beginning she had the opportunity to correct what Satan said.
她没有修正神的话语。
She did not revise God's word.
Satan's word. 她反而修正了神的话语。
On the contrary, she revised God's word.
她怎么修正神的话语？
How did she revise God's word?
首先她缩减。
She diminished it.
我们刚才看到二章十六节，神提到各样树上的果子，对吧
？We just read 2:16 says that God said that from any tree of the garden.
并且你可以随意吃。
And you may eat freely.
当夏娃回答的时候
，And yet when Eve answered,
她把这两个重要的字
，She put these two important words.
她离开这两个，她把这几个重要的字各样跟随意把它遗漏掉。
She left out those two important words, any and freely.
夏娃没有说。
Eve did not say.
她没有重复神给她的命令。
She did not repeat the command from God.
换句话说。
In other words.
夏娃有点看清神丰富的供应。
So it seemed that Eve was a little bit despising God's abundant provision.
她心中已经开始同意撒旦讲的话。
In her heart was beginning to agree with what Satan told her.
他不但减少神的话
，Not only did she minimize God's word，
他还有加添。
She also added。
我们中国人有一句话说"加油添醋"。
There's Chinese saying that when cooking you throw in extra ingredients。
为什么我这么说
？What do I mean by that？
第三节说："曾说你们不可吃，也不肯摸，免得你们死。
"Here she said in verse 3, "You should not eat from it or touch it, lest you die."
神是有说你们不可吃啊。
God did say that you shall not eat.
神没有说你们不可摸。
But he did not say you cannot touch.
这是夏娃自己加上去的。
This is the addition from Eve.
你们看到夏娃在这里做什么
？So have you seen what Eve is doing?
她在夸张神的严厉性。
She is exaggerating the strictness of God.
你只要一摸到树
，If you touch the tree,
bang， 你马上就死了。
Bang, you die.
他把神形容这样的严厉。
That's how strict he describes.
万一你不小心跌倒碰到
，So if you are careless, you fall on the tree.
你马上就猝死。
You would be put to death.
你我都是夏娃的儿女。
We are all descendants of Eve.
我们也常常以这种夸张、加油添醋的表现。
We often exhibit this symptom of exaggeration.
举个比方。
For example,
如果一个爸爸对他的女儿说
，If a father tells his daughter,
说你和你的同学 Susie,
you and your school friend Susie,
在家里太吵了
，are too noisy at home,
我受不了了
，I can't stand you,
我要 Susie 现在回家
，I want Susie go home now,
这个女儿可能赶快跑到妈妈那边去告状
，This daughter will quickly run to mom to complain.
爸爸说我以后再也不能跟苏西一起玩了
Dad said I can never play with Susie anymore
或者有个人上班的时候
Or somebody at work
老板把他叫去他的房间
The boss calls him to his office
告诉他说
And tells him
John 你已经迟到了好几天
You've been late for a few days
你影响其他作业的进行
And you're affecting other people's work
这是蛮严重的
This is quite serious
我希望你赶快改正
I hope you correct it right away
John 一出来
So when John leaves the office
他怎么告诉他的同事
What does he tell his friend
老板好凶哦
Boss was so mean
他威胁我
He threatened me
我如果再迟到就要马上给解雇
I'll be fired if I'm late again
我们夫妻吵架的时候
So when couples fight
也常常是过分的夸张
Very often we exaggerate too
你总是这样
You're always like that
你永远是如此
You're forever the same
你从来没有这样过
You're never like that
你有没有注意到一件事情
Have you noticed one thing
我们人不喜欢任何一件禁止的事
We human beings don't like to be told to stop doing something.
或一件警告的事,
or to be warned.
我们常常会夸张这个讲话人的严厉性,
we usually like to exaggerate the strictness of a person.
这样当我们没有达到要求的时候,
so that when we fail to reach this,
或违反规定的时候,
or we disobey the rules,
我们不觉得自己有什么错,
we don't feel that we are in the wrong.
我们只是觉得说, 对方过分严厉而已,
we only feel the other person being too strict.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们要注意,
we have to pay attention.
我们很容易认为神的话语不实在,
very often we think that God's words are not practical.
要求太高了,
he asks too much of us.
没有人达得到,
and nobody can reach his standard.
如果你有这样的思想,
if you have this kind of thought,
我要你赶快地停下来,
I want you to stop right away.
祷告,
pray,
向神认罪,
and confess to God.
求神讲一个完全顺服的心,
ask God for a submissive heart.
他缩减, 夏娃缩减, 夏娃加添, 最后他软化神的话语,
Eve diminished and she added, and lastly she softened God's word.
第三节, 后半边, 免得你们死,
lest you die.
在2章17节, 神说你必定死,
in verse 17 of chapter 2, God said you shall surely die.
夏娃把必定, 肯定, 把它拿掉了,
so Eve removed the surely, the certainty of death with maybe.
你们看到夏娃在一口气之间对神的话语做了三件事情,
so in one breath Eve did three things to God's word.
她缩减神的话语,
she diminished God's word,
她加添,
she added to it,
她又软化,
she also softened it.
这种完全修订神的话语的结果带给她祸患,
and this revision of God's words brought harm to her.
因为神极度的厌恶人这样对待他的话语,
because God hates how people treat him, his words.
我们看生命记第四章第二节,
let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2.
生命记第四章第二节,
Deuteronomy 4 2.
生命记四章节, 守吩咐你们的话, 你们不可加添, 也不可删减, 好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的, 就是耶和华你们神的命令, 不准删加添, 不可删减。
We should not add, nor should we take away.
再看箴言第33:6,
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6.
箴言33:6,
Proverbs 30 verse 6.
这里说, 他的言语, 你不可加添, 恐怕他责备你, 你就显为说谎言的。
Do not add to his words, lest he reprove you and you be proved a liar.
你自己把自己的话加在神的话上面, 神说你是讲谎话的。
God said when you add your own words onto God's words, God, and he calls you a liar.
再看箴言, 再看启示录22章,
let's look at Revelation chapter 22,
18节到19节,
verses 18-19.
启示录22章18节到19节,
Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19.
这里说, 我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证, 若有人在这预言上加添什么, 神必将写在这书上的灾祸, 加在他身上, 这书上的预言, 若有人删去什么, 神也必从这书上所写的生命树, 和圣城, 删去他的份。 当你我修订神的话语,
when you and I revise God's word,
我们也会遭到同样的灾祸,
we will encounter these plagues also.
你看看这个程序, 撒旦先审问, 怀疑神的话语,
so let's start with the process. Starting out with Satan, he sowed doubt of God's word.
然后夏娃再开始修订神的话语,
and then Eve revised God's word.
回到撒旦, 他就干脆否定神的话语。
And so let's go back to Satan. So he just simply denied God's word now.
这是第四节,
it's in verses 4 and 5 of Genesis 3.
蛇对女人说, 你们不一定死, 或者说是你们决定不会死。
And serpent said to woman, you surely shall not die. You won't die.
撒旦很大胆地讲,
so he very boldly makes that statement.
他明目张胆地讲谎话,
he lies very boldly.
神对罪的审判的第一个定义就是撒旦要否定的定义,
so
教义。
The first doctrine that God teaches is something that Satan wants to refute.
你可以否定,
you can refute.
你可以不接受,
you don't have to accept it.
但神的审判一定会兑现,
yet God's punishment will come.
因为神的话语安定在天, 永不改变。
Because God's word forever is settled in heaven and will never change.
他的审判发生在亚当跟夏娃的身上,
and his punishment happened on Adam and Eve.
他一样会发生在任何违反他话语的人的身上,
it will also come on to anybody who disobeys his word.
那么到了第五节,
in verse 5,
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮, 你们便如神, 人知道善恶。
For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
大家有没有注意到?
Have you seen this part?
这句话告诉我们, 撒旦不只是攻击神的话语,
not only does Satan attack God's word,
他像更进一步的, 攻击神本人, 他的善良,
he's taking one further step, and that is to attack God's goodness.
他把神摆在一个你可以说很糟糕很丑恶的情况之下,
he puts God in a really bad and ugly position.
他是说神会威胁你们会死,
God is threatening you with death.
其实只是吓吓人的了,
well actually he doesn't mean it, he's
他要你们不要随便轻举妄动而已,
he doesn't want you to act out of turn.
神是蛮压制人的了,
God is really oppressive,
并且他非常的嫉妒,
and he is really jealous.
他不希望每个人能够上升跟他一样,
he doesn't want everybody to be exalted like him.
并且撒旦说,
and also Satan said,
如果神的真的爱你们,
if God really loves you,
他会更大方,
he will be more generous.
他会他不会什么东西会保留下来,
he will not keep some for himself.
他不会拒绝提供给你最好的东西,
he will not refuse to give you the best.
他神是不要你们像他,
actually God doesn't want you to be like him.
他要不要你们知道善恶,
he doesn't want you to know good and evil.
只要你们听他的话, 哈, 就可以了,
all he wants is for you to listen to him.
我们看到夏娃的跟人的堕落,
let's look at the fall.
你怀疑神的话语,
when you doubt God's word,
觉得他们不真实,
and doubting its veracity.
然后你自己思想中, 你在修订神的话语,
and then in your mind you are starting to revise God's word.
减一点, 加一点, 软一点,
take some away, add some, and soften others,
来适合你自己的喜好跟情况,
to suit your own preference.
最后你干脆就接受撒旦的谎言,
and finally you just outright accept Satan's lie.
以假的代替真的,
and to replace the falsehood, replace the truth with falsehood.
如果那天夏娃听到, 蛇的话,
if on that day when Eve heard Satan,
她听到蛇说神其实真说,
and she heard him say, has God really said that?
她没有买蛇的账,
and she did not listen to Satan.
她很吃惊的惧怕告诉亚当,
and if she showed a surprise or fear and told Adam,
而亚当就站在他跟蛇的之间,
and if Adam stood between her and the Satan,
肯定神话语的真实性,
and to confirm the veracity of God,
肯定神的善良,
and to confirm the goodness of God,
撒旦便会, 被抵挡住,
then Satan will be rebuffed.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你要婚姻圆满, 第一个条件, 不能有罪,
to have a healthy marriage, there should be absence of sin.
就表示你不堕落,
that means you are not in fallen state.
如果你要不堕落, 不犯罪的话, 第一步,
if you don't want to be in fallen state or remain in sin,
非常要紧,
the first step is very important.
不怀疑神的话,
don't doubt God's word.
以弗所书有一句提醒你和我,
Ephesians has a verse that reminds you and me.
第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4,
25节。
25。
我只要念一句哈，所以你们要弃绝谎言。
Therefore, laying aside falsehood.
然后看27节。
And verse 27。
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And do not give the devil an opportunity.
当你不怀疑神的话语。
When you don't doubt God's word.
你没有给魔鬼留地步。
You don't give Satan an opportunity.
他没有办法在你身上再做什么工作。
He cannot continue to do his work in you.
好，我们看堕落。
Let's look at the fall.
这是第六节到第七节。
This is in verses 6-7.
我们先看女人的堕落。
Let's look at the woman's fall.
第六节说，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目。且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
Verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and there was a delight to the eye, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate.
这句话跟新约里面有句话是非常的类似。
This verse is very similar to another verse in the New Testament.
那我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
第二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
约翰一书第二章十六节。
First John 2, 16.
这里说，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
你把这两个圣经节比较了之后，
If you compare these two verses,
你看到好做食物是指肉体的情欲。
So you can see that good for food represents the lust of the flesh.
悦人眼目且是可喜爱的指眼目的情欲。
Desirable, is the delight to the eyes is the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲能使人有智慧是指今生的骄傲。
And desirable to make one wise is the pride of life.
这三件事情都是世界上的人所追求的。
These three things are the, being pursued by the world.
当然有人心里想。
If somebody thinks in his heart,
我要这个，我要那个。
I want this, I want that.
我要更多的钱。
I want more money.
更新的车。
A newer car.
更大的房子。
Bigger house.
更高的位置。
A higher position.
更多的玩具。
More toys.
更长的旅游。
A longer vacation.
更被人看得起。
To be respected more.
你虽然没有用圣经的字眼。
Even though you have not used scriptural terms.
你是在追求这三类当中的一种。
You are pursuing one out of these three things.
当神的儿女们
When God's children
如果离开神的话语
are far away from God's word.
当人的思想开始跟世界上的人一样
When their thinking is the same as the world.
他们的行动也会跟世界上人一样
Their action will follow that of the world too.
夏娃那天在那里
Eve on that day.
她看见那个果子
She saw the fruit.
那么吸引人呢
It's so attractive.
并且神的命令又是那时候好像那么脆弱跟不现实啊。
And then God's word seems to be so weak,
distant
and weak.
夏娃想不出有什么其他理由不去吃它。
And Eve could not think of any other reason she should refuse the fruit.
圣经说她就摘下果子来吃了。
And Bible told us that she took the fruit and ate it.
我们看人男人的堕落。
Let's look at man's fall.
你可能会很惊奇一件事情。
Maybe you'll be surprised by one thing.
就是亚当显然知道夏娃和蛇之间的谈话。
Apparently, Adam was aware of the conversation between the serpent and Eve.
为什么我这么说
？Why do I say that?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
我们看第六节的后半边。
Let's look at second part of verse six.
我们和合本的翻译是说，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。这个有点细节，我们和合本没有把它翻出来。
in the Chinese translation, it says something like this: she also gave to her husband and he ate it. But there's a very important detail that's left out.
所有的英文版本都把它翻出来，重要英文版本。
And this important bit of information is included in all English translations.
我你们节目单上也看到一个英文版本。
In the bulletin, printed one English translation.
她还把一个果子给她的丈夫和她在一起的丈夫。
She also gave some to her husband who was with her.
你们看到这个丈夫是跟她在一起的。
Do you see? This husband was with her.
换句话说，当这件事情发生的时候，
In other words, when this event happened,
亚当和夏娃是在一起的。
Adam and Eve were together.
亚当是陪伴着夏娃。
Adam was accompanying Eve.
这是第一个理由，我们说亚当知道他们谈话。
So that's the first reason why I said that Adam was aware of this
conversation. 第二个理由,
the second reason
是在第一节到第五节里面,
is found in verses 1 to 5.
当撒旦称呼夏娃的时候,
when Satan addressed Eve,
他是用多数的你, 也就是说你们,
he used the plural form of you.
你看, 第一节, 不许你们, 啊,
In first verse it says, you shall not.
第四节, 你们不一定是,
verse 4, you surely shall not.
一直你们,
these are all plural forms of you.
这里表示亚当是在场的。
In other words, Adam was present.
但亚当却被动地观察这一切。
And yet, Adam was passively watching.
他没有挺身而出,
he did not step up boldly.
对夏娃说不要听蛇的话,
and tell Eve not to listen to a serpent.
这是谎言啊,
this is a lie.
他歪曲神, 歪曲神的话,
he's distorting God's word.
我要叫, 蛇马上离开,
I want the serpent to leave right away.
亚当没有尽到丈夫的责任,
Adam did not fulfill his responsibilities.
亚当没有保护他的太太,
he did not protect his wife.
他没有禁止他太太不犯罪,
he did not stop his wife from sinning.
他只是被动地在旁边观看而已。
He was watching passively at the side.
先生们,
husband,
我需要请你问问自己一个问题。
I want to ask you yourself one question.
对太太我是不是像亚当一样？
To my wife, am I like Adam?
当我妻子犯罪的时候,
when my wife is sinning,
我有没有禁止她?
Do I stop her from it?
当她不肯遵守神话语的时候,
when she won't obey God's word,
我有没有告诉她这是不对?
Do I tell her that it's wrong?
当她在人前讲恶言, 在人后讲闲言,
when she is speaking nasty words in front of people or gossiping behind people's back,
得罪神, 得罪人, 伤害教会,
sinning against God or people and hurting the church,
我有没有告诉他这是犯罪?
Do you tell her that this is sin?
当教会开会的时候,
when during church meetings,
他在人前讲那些不合适的话,
she speaks the inappropriate things before a congregation,
我有没有要他停止?
Do I tell her to stop?
还是我只是被动,
or I just stay passive,
在旁边观看这一切,
just watching it all at the side.
你需要想想答案是什么?
You should think what your answer is.
蛇是骗了夏娃,
serpent deceived Eve.
但蛇没有骗到亚当,
yet serpent did not deceive Adam.
我们不要被亚当想象成一个无知的乡下人,
don't imagine Adam as an ignorant bumpkin.
因为在他为动物命名的时候,
because while he was giving names to all the animals,
他已经发展出那极高的分辨的能力,
he exhibited significant discernment.
早期的教父, 奥古斯丁,
the early church father Augustine,
他这么说,
he said this,
说他的智力,
his mental power,
胜过这些最聪明的哲学家,
surpassed those of the most brilliant philosophers,
就好像鸟的速度胜过乌龟的速度那么多,
as much as the speed of a bird surpassed the tortoise.
亚当可以看穿魔撒旦的诡计,
Adam could see through Satan's craftiness.
保罗在新约讲了一句话很要紧的话,
Paul said a very important thing in the New Testament.
我们看提摩太前书2章14节,
let's look at 1 Timothy 2:14.
提摩太前书2章14节,
1 Timothy 2:14.
提摩太前书二章十四节说，不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里。
And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being quite deceived.
亚当
transgression.
亚当没有被骗。
Adam was not deceived.
他是故意的犯罪。
He willfully sinned.
你可以说他是眼睛打得开开的犯罪。
You can see his eyes were wide open when he.
他知道他在做什么。
He knew what he was doing.
他看夏娃吃了果子。
He saw Eve eating the fruit.
没什么事发生。
Nothing really happened to her.
夏娃没死。
She didn't die.
所以他还拿果子吃下去。
And so he took the fruit and eat it.
他不认为他会有什么后果的。
He didn't think that there will be consequence.
神所设立的次序整个颠倒了。
And so he is just messing up God's priority of roles.
夏娃就跟随蛇。
Eve follows the serpent.
亚当就跟随夏娃。
And Adam follows Eve.
没有人跟随神。
And nobody follows God.
悲剧。
That's tragedy.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身肉体。便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin covering.
神对他们说，你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮。
God told them the day that you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be opened.
他们眼睛果然明亮。
And their eyes did open.
不是看到他们想看的。
But they didn't see what they wanted to see.
看到他们自己的羞耻啊。
They saw their own shame.
你有没有注意到犯罪之前？
Have you noticed that before they sinned?
在二章二十五节。
In chapter 2 verse 25.
当时夫妻两人赤身肉体并不羞耻。
And the woman and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.
犯罪之后。
But after they sinned.
同样的情况。
The same situation.
却知道羞耻。
And yet they were ashamed.
为什么？
Why?
罪带给人的第一个后果。
That's the consequence brought by sin.
就是羞耻。
The first consequence is shame.
啊，见不得人。
We want to hide from people.
怕人看见。
We don't want to be seen.
怕人知道。
Don't want to be known.
那怎么办呢？
So what should they do?
就做了罪带给人的第二个后果。
And so they did what sin brought to them, the second consequence.
遮盖。
To cover.
用无花果树的叶子来遮盖。
To use thick leaves to cover themselves.
自己想办法来处理。
To use their own ways to handle the situation.
自己想办法不让人知道。
To use their own methods to not to be known.
没有去问神。
And did not ask God.
没有求神说该怎么处理。
Did not ask God to show them what to do.
我们看到这第一对夫妇堕落的原因。
So we've seen the reason of the fall of the first couple.
简单的，不遵守神的话。
And put it simply, disobedience of God's word.
他们犯罪。
They sinned.
这个罪就一代一代传下去。
And this sin passed on from generation to generation.
传给你，传给我。
Passed to you and to me.
当夫妻之间
and between spouses,
会自我中心
and we become self-centered,
恶言相向
and we say nasty things to each other,
互相争斗
and we argue and fight,
不肯饶恕
we are unwilling to forgive,
也是因为罪
it's all because of sin,
罪让丈夫没有尽到丈夫的责任
Sin causes a husband to be derelict in his duty.
罪让妻子没有尽到妻子的角色。
And likewise, wife did not fulfill her role.
做父母亲的。
And as parents.
不肯相信，不肯接受神管教儿女的方法。
We will not believe or accept that it's our duty to discipline our children.
要有健康的婚姻。
To have a healthy marriage.
要有健康的家庭。
To have a healthy family.
要我们的儿女们健康。
And for healthy children.
需要对付罪。
We need to work on sin.
需要回到圣经。
Go back to the Bible.
需要回到神的话语。
And go back to God's word.
对于圣经。
And to the Bible.
不要减少它。
Do not diminish it.
不要增加它。
Do not add to it.
不要软化它。
Nor should you soften it.
反而
on the other hand,
让我们学习它
on the contrary, let's learn from it.
让我们明白它
let's understand it.
让我们遵行它
and then let's obey it.
让祷告
let's bow and pray.
阿爸父谢谢你
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你这样的爱我们
you love us so much.
你设立婚姻有你的目的。
Establish marriage for your own will.
那我们也决心的，因为遵守你的话语。
Help us to decide to obey your word.
你的话语是婚姻的蓝图。
Because your word is the blueprint for marriages.
当我们遵守，我们就得福。
And when we obey, then we are blessed.
当我们遵守，我们就可以避免犯罪。
And when we obey, we can avoid sinning.
这是我们堕落的缘由。
Because that's the reason of our fall.
求神帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.